Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing three songs together. The first one is This Is the Day. The next one is The Trees Are Gently Swaying, and for that one, you can stretch out your arms and sway just like you're a tree swaying in the wind. And the last one is He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. You can hold out your hands just like you're holding the world with Jesus. If you know the words, sing along.
This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Did God take 6 months to create the earth?
No.
No, not 6 months. 6 days. Question 2. Did Jesus create animals the first day of creation?
No.
No, the first day he created the light. Third question. Can we think of Jesus' love when we look at the stars in the sky and the trees he created?
Yeah.
Yes. Our lesson today is Great Sea Creatures. Our Bible verse is Genesis 1:21.
And in the sea creatures. And everything that moves.
When Jesus made the land pop up in this world, he made water go into the rivers and lakes and streams. At first, there was nothing in all the water. It was empty, just like the bathtub before you get in it. When you take a bath, do you like to have things in the water?
Yes.
What do you like to have in the water?
Fishies. Water and bubbles and toys.
Water's more fun with things in it, isn't it? When Jesus made the world, he had a lot of water to put things in. So he put in some little fish, and then he made some big fish. The Bible calls these animals that swim in the water sea creatures. The largest sea creatures Jesus made was the whale. The blue whale is the biggest animal in the whole world. Whales live in the water, but they breathe air, like you and me. Then they can stay under the water for a very long time, but they have to come up to breathe. Can you take in a breath of air? Yes. That's what a whale does too. Whales are very interesting animals. Did you know that whales like to sing?
Yes. Yes.
Their singing sounds different from yours, but it's still singing. Whale babies are called calves. They are big like their parents, and their mommies take good care of them. Whale mommies love their calves, and your parents and Jesus love you too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. Now let's sing it in a scripture song.
God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you for making the heavens and the earth and all the whales in the ocean. Help us to remember you when we see nature. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.